Hey everyone, welcome to Blind Quest, The Frost Demon. This has been quite a while in the making. I originally had this running on a virtual machine, and well, it wasn't performing very well, or that was my understanding, and I had to reinstall Windows, and I couldn't activate it, because apparently the product key only lets you activate once, so I had to figure out how to email the people behind the Audio Games Association. That took quite a long time because apparently the address on their site isn't accurate until I found another one. So, I've been told that my product key has been reset. Hopefully that is the case because I'm going to show you how to activate these games and some other stuff. So, let's go ahead and go in here.
Blind Quest to the Frost Demon.
And,
enter the user code and press send to enable the game.
Right, so this is what happens when you install these for the first time. If I start typing letters...
A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4...
It reads out the characters. I can hit backspace. Play some nice clicking sounds. It plays a nice little buzzer sound when you reach the end of the field. So I'm hitting backspace. Does that. If I paste.
Correct user code.
There we go.
Welcome to Blind Quest, the Frost Demon. Press Control to start a new game. Press C key to listen to the credits. Press Escape to exit the current game.
All right, here we go. We have David as our host. He's pretty cool. This is the continuation of Blind Quest, the Enchanted Castle. So here we go. I'm going to hit the control key, and the adventure will begin. Now, I'm playing this pretty much from the beginning, so I have no idea what's going to happen.
Press control for 2 seconds to skip the cutscenes. In the map, press left alt key to hear combat instructions. The new battle system is here. During the fight, when the enemy attacks, he starts a combo. At the start of the enemy's turn, you will have some anticipation about the direction of his blows. But take care. An attack can be fast or heavy. A fast attack must be dodged by pressing the arrow of the opposite direction of the hit. And a heavy attack must be blocked, pressing the arrow of the same direction of the hit. You will be able to distinguish fast from heavy attacks based on their pitch. Fast attacks will be sharper, heavy attacks lower. Every 3 enemies blows, and at the end of the enemy's combo, Nathan can strike back. When the enemy completes a combo, the counter will increase by 1. When it's time for Nathan to strike back, he can do a heavy attack by pressing the down arrow, or a fast attack by pressing the up arrow. Nathan's offensive phase will last for a few seconds. Heavy attacks are slower and do more damage. Fast attacks are quick, but do less damage. Beware! To chain 2 fast attacks, you have to press the up arrow exactly at the moment of the end of the first attack.
Welcome to Blind Quest, Wayfarer. Are you ready to hear the story of Nathan the Mercenary? Well, get ready then. It's such an exciting adventure, you'll feel like you're experiencing it firsthand. Remember, I'll need your help to reach the end of the story. Stay alive, if possible. Use Tab and Shift Tab to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the Control key to examine the interactive elements, the space bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the inventory. During battle, use the space bar to drink a healing potion, and control to hear Nathan's health amount. After a week of smooth sailing,
Nathan arrives in the port of Willow City. He notices immediately ice sheets in the waters of the harbor. A very strange thing for a city that normally has a temperate climate and lush vegetation. Instead of this, there is naked trees, icy roads, and snow all over the roofs. Captain Buzzard, the vessel commander, tells Nathan that Kilius, the frost demon, cursed the city, and he's using his terrible power to freeze the city. Because of this, the Ivy Queen, Willow City's governor, is looking for a champion to defeat him. Nathan thinks that it might be a good chance for him to obtain riches and glory.
All right.
You have reached Port of Willow City.
Here we are. So this is going to be pretty much the same as the other game, except the combat system is better. It's a little more interesting than the old style where you just mashed buttons and... Well, yeah, that was pretty tedious, wasn't it? So, excuse me. I'm going to hit... Jeez. Sorry about that. I'm going to hit tab.
Docked ships.
And control to examine things. Let's go through this standard thing here.
Willow City is famous for its port, and the trade via the sea is very important. Most of these ships are merchant vessels. Captain Buzzard.
All aboard!
The captain is looking at his ship, overseeing the work of two brawny men that are unloading various goods from the vessel.
Right.
The waters of the port. This water is dirty from the oils and tar used to coat the wooden keels. Only someone mad enough to want a one-way trip to the underground would consider swimming here. The horizon. On the horizon, Nathan can see the volcano island, and far, far away, many others. Each one means for him a possible new adventure.
Yes, that's right, and we shall see what this adventure entails.
Fisherman. A strong fisherman greets Nathan as soon as he approaches him. The man knows the mercenary well. His deeds have crossed the oceans far faster than Buzzard's ship. The fisherman hands Nathan a flute, saying it is a sign of respect. To the square, to the craft district, docked ships.
Right, and you get a flute, which I think lets you open a portal. I'm not entirely sure what this does. I'll take a look at it in a while.
To the craft district, to the square.
Let's go to square first.
The circular square of Willow City, with the statue of the Ivy Father King, covered by snow up to the legs. Only a few people are going somewhere, walking on the frozen porphyry pavement. You have reached Square of Willow City. Shop. The wooden door of the shop is covered by a thick layer of ice. It probably will not open soon. Ivy Father King statue. The statue of an old monarch. The snow that covers the stone figure makes it look more like a snowman than a king. Merchant. A solitary merchant sells scarves. They are made with wool in order to keep out the cold. Herdsman. The herdsmen are very close to their sheep. The animals can keep them warm. Goods. Boxes and barrels are covered by thick snow. To the royal palace entrance. To the crossroad temple. To the port. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. Shop.
So, there's a whole bunch of stuff here.
To the entrance to the port.
Let's go ahead. Actually, before I do anything else, I'm going to go back.
The stone piers are covered by snow, with only a few docked boats. The waters are covered with ice sheets. The flag of the Ivy Queen is blown by the frosty wind.
Let's go back
you
here.
Have reached port, docked ship, captain, the water, the horizon.
Fisherman.
To the square, to the craft district. The slow and steady sound of a hammer breaks the silence created by the snow. Many shops are closed, but some traders try to fight the cold by keeping busy. You have reached craft district. Blacksmith. A lonely blacksmith tries to work in his cold shop. Perhaps he and Nathan can help each other. Leather worker. A lonely leather worker tries to work in his cold shop. Perhaps he and Nathan can help each other. To the port. Blacksmith. To the port.
So that's all that's here.
The man says that for 50 coins and the right materials, he will be able to forge new weapons. He could start with something simple and bring him some ice buffalo horns.
All right.
Leather worker. The man says that for 50 coins and the right materials, he will be able to forge new armor. He could start with something simple and bring him some ice buffalo hide. To the port.
So we have to find an ice buffalo.
You have reached port, docked, cap, to the craft, to the square. You have reached shop, ivy, merchant, herdsman, goods, to the royal palace entrance.
All right, let's go to the palace.
Two giant columns define the magnificent entrance of the royal palace, surmounted by a tympanum decorated with sculpted ivy leaves. Dead ivy killed by the frost is all around. You have reached royal palace entrance. Druid beggar. The druid beggar tells Nathan to go to the queen. There will be time to cover him with gold. Conjurer. The druid beggar tells Nathan to go to the queen. A conjurer doing his tricks for people. He's playing the three cups game, where you have to guess under which cup the white ball is hidden. Beautiful commoner girl. She is very sad. The cold is killing her family.
That's not good.
Walls of the palace.
Yeah, so apparently there's some kind of demon that's killing the town.
The ivy on the old rocks is dried out from the frost.
Which, hey, I guess it makes sense. The frost demon.
Ivy bushes. Nathan rummages in the bushes. He finds a healing potion.
Thank you.
To the palace hall. To the throne room. To the square.
Now, the thing here...
To the palace hall. When Nathan approaches the palace hall, a guard blocks him. The mercenary isn't important enough to roam freely in the royal palace.
Well, that sucks.
To the throne room.
So let's go to the throne room.
In the middle of the daunting 6 stories high hall is the throne, completely composed of ivy branches and leaves. The Ivy Queen sits on it. Her skin is the bark of a tree. Wearing a crown made of blue and green gems, the ivy necklace over the garment. You have reached throne room. Ivy Queen. Statues. Brocade curtain. Brazier. Damsels. Guard. To the royal palace entrance. Ivy Queen.
All right, here we go.
On a glorious throne decorated with emerald vines and ruby rosebuds sits the Ivy Queen. The woman possesses an authoritarian beauty. She asks Nathan, with firm kindness, to help her. Nathan has already saved a kingdom. He can do it a second time. The woman with an ambiguous smile tells him that she will have an incredible reward waiting for him.
Nathan's quest will start in the east. Only the old winter shaman knows how to defeat Kilius, the frost demon, but the man left years ago to the east for a pilgrimage. Statues. Ivic on a glorious...
Okay, we've already done that.
Statue. Hundreds of marble busts and statues of the former Ivy kings and queens who ruled the millennial Ivy Kingdom. Brocade Curtain. Behind the precious Brocade Curtain, Nathan finds a healing potion.
Yeah.
A massive brazier where the fire is burning, emanating the pleasant and unexpected scent of resin.
He just randomly finds healing potions.
Damsels. Standing near the wall are two of the queen's damsels. The older one occasionally gives the younger one nasty looks. Standing near the wall are two of the queen's...
Yeah, it's a very creepy laugh.
Guard. The queen's guard. He tells Nathan that the druid beggar outside the palace always talks nonsense. But some people think it can help them in life. To the royal palace entrance. You have reached...
Let's go back here.
Druid beggar. A druid beggar asks Nathan for some coins. Nathan gives him 2 coins.
Oh yeah, this guy will screw you over, but here, why not?
A druid beggar asks Nathan for some more coins. Nathan gives him another 2 coins. A druid beggar asks Nathan for some more coins. Nathan gives him another 2 coins. The druid says to Nathan that he's tired. No more advice today.
Ooh.
Conjurer. Druid to the square.
You just stole a bunch of money from me. Actually, let me show you the inventory, too. So if I hit I...
You opened the inventory page. You selected 2 healing potion. The glass ampoule contains a red liquid. Press backspace to go back to the menu page.
Now, if I hit the...
Press the I key to go back to the map.
Yeah, if I hit the right arrow...
Nothing. 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 Nothing.
I go left.
2. Nothing. 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 Nothing.
I guess there's nothing else. To I.
You're back in the map. Druid to the square.
Alright, so let's go here.
Reached shop. To the entrance of Mor. To the port. To the crossroad. To the royal palace goods. To the port. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey.
Alright, let's go here to the abbey. Well.
With an impressive and gloomy square shaped facade. The abbey looks frightening, even if it's almost ruined. The snow covers the dead trees, the high roof, and all the churchyard. And sadly, the portal is not locked. You have reached entrance of Morhem Abbey.
Let's see.
Dead tree. Bare trees with black bark. They easily stand out in the white scenery. Marble sepulchre. The sepulchre is broken in half by a large crack. A thick layer of snow covers the top of the structure. It's impossible to read the inscriptions on the marble.
Now, the only thing I want to do...
Dead to the square.
Let's go back, because I think there's an enemy here.
Shop. I, merchant, heard goods. To the royal... To the crossroad, to the port, to the entrance of shop, to the port, to the crossroad temple.
See, I thought there was a way to save the game. If I go to this temple...
The end of the paved main road of Willow City, and the start of 4 earth roads leading towards the corners of the realm of the Ivy Queen. In the middle, the imposing building of the Willow Gateway... Decorated with bolts plucked from defeated enemy ships,
in the last war. You have reached Crossroad Temple. Saving point. You saved the game.
Right, so I want to save here. Now, this temple...
To the entrance of the Red Cave. To the square.
Yeah, so the... This temple is the crossroad between multiple areas. I don't want to go here yet. I'm going to go back and
you
explore the abbey.
To the port. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have reached dead tree, marble, snow pile. A strange pile of snow. Nathan searches it, hoping for some healing potion. But inside there is only a skeleton. This abbey emanates an aura of black magic.
Yep.
Marble snow pile. A strange pile of snow. Nathan searches. Dead rats. The corpses of these rats are preserved by the cold. They were probably killed by the rapid change of weather. Abbey wall. A wall made with large rectangular stones. Rivulets of water flowed in the interspace between some of the rocks. Now the water is frozen.
Excuse me.
The battle begins. Dead monk.
Okay.
Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
This is what gave me
trouble.
The
enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself!
Right.
Nathan is defeated. That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the last saved game.
Oh boy.
You have reached... To the entrance of the Red Cave. To the square. You have... To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have reached... To the square. To the nave. The battle begins. Dead monk. Okay. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
The heck?
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the last...
See, it sounds... Reached.
To the entrance, to the square. You have reached to the entrance of Morhem Abbey.
I'm very confused.
You have reached to the nave. The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Left.
Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! 3.
Okay, I think I get
damage
how
done.
This works.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Nathan is defeated. That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the... You have reached...
See, I don't...
To the square.
I get that you're supposed to block the heavy attacks.
To the tree line of the willow fields. Floating stones. Big ice. Sack. Strange herbs. Niche. Milestones of bolts. Saving point. To the entrance. To the square. You have... To the port.
Problem is, I'm going to have to master this if I want to play this game.
To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have to the nave. The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
I hit the down arrow.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow.
Unless is it
the
coming...
You have reached to the square. You have... To the port. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have to... The battle begins.
dead monk.
Okay, so the
enemies fast attack.
Right, that's fine. It's normal.
Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Oh.
Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Two. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack.
Okay, I think I get this.
Three. Damage done.
Heavy attack.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated. That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load
okay,
the
I think you're supposed to...
You have reached to the entrance to the square.
I think you're supposed to listen to where the sound comes from and then block the heavy attacks. The trick is you can't use the heavy attack sound to gauge where it's at.
To the entrance of Moreham Abbey. You have reached and to the square. To the... The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
What's left? Okay.
Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered.
Actually, this directional.
Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Oh, not crap.
25. Damage suffered. Attack. Victory. Nathan gets gold. 5. Nathan gains experience points. 400. Press control to continue.
Okay, so that's how the combat works. You hear the heavy attacks and you have to block them from the same side. It's a little tricky, but once I get it, it's not too bad.
To the square. To the nave. Abbey wall. Dead rats. The corpses.
Right, we did
snow
that.
Pile. A strange marble sepulchre. The sepulchre. Dead tree. Bear tree. To the square.
Let me go ahead and save real quick.
You have reached to the entrance to the port. To the crossroad temple. You have reached saving. You saved again.
And then we'll go back there.
To the entrance of the red. To the square.
Alright.
You have to the entrance of Moreham Abbey.
So this is uncharted territory. I have never been able to complete that fight.
You have dead marks, dead rat, Abbey wall. The battle.
Oh, for
begins.
Oh no!
Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies
oh, not
heavy
again.
Attack.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Is defeated.
Defeated?
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the line.
No.
You have reached... All right. To the entrance... To the square. You have reached... To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have... To the square. To the nave.
I'm just going to see if I can bypass that fight.
Narrow and long, the dark nave has a trussed ceiling, and its mouldy lateral walls are divided by vertical stones, roughly decorated with the inhuman shapes of the demons of Morhem. Dry blood and skeletons are on the floor. You have reached nave. Fresco of the Morhem Demon. A fresco which shows Morhem with a crown on his head. It's surrounded by other demons, among them a blue figure, Kilius. The painted wall is damaged. Nathan breaks through the wall. Doing it fills him with satisfaction every time.
Cam?
Crack in the roof. Saving point. You saved the game. Crack in the roof. A pale light passes through the crack. Bones on the floor. They are little ones, probably of some animal sacrificed for the will of Morhem. Wooden pulpit. With a dozen-step stair, it is decorated with a bas-relief, describing the genesis of the world according to Morhem legends. Inside it, there's a healing potion. Bone. Crack. Saving. You saved the game.
Alright, save.
Crack. Bone. Wooden. Pull. Skeletons. These are human ones. Probably victims of some strange bloody ritual of the Morhem monks. The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
Oh, for what the hell?
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the...
I don't like this combat system.
To the Eastern Hidden Chapel. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. To the apse. The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
Left, left,
the enemy's
middle.
Combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan.
Oh, that was stupid.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to the line. You have reached saving crack in the roof.
Seems to me that the heavy attacks, you have to block them after you hear the sound, and you have to block them from the correct location.
Bone, wood, skeleton.
The battle begins. Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack.
Yeah, I know.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Nathan. Really? Have I?
That is the end of. Press the left.
I was almost done with that too.
You have reached.
I'm gonna keep these in here. I'm gonna keep these in here because you need to know.
Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
I don't like this combat system.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Victory!
Okay.
Nathan gets gold. 5. Nathan gains experience points. 400. Nathan gets crucifix. Press control. Saving point. You saved the game. To the Eastern Hidden Chapel. To the entrance of Moreham Abbey. To the apse. Skeletons. To the apse.
What's this?
The five-sided apse has a cross vault where chains hang down with cages on the end and a skeleton in every cage. Every side of the apse is decorated with frescoes representing the deeds of Moreham, except one with a metal door. You have reached apse. Locked metal door. Metal door is locked. No way to get inside without a key.
Of course it's locked.
Rusted cage. A skeleton sits inside the hanging cage. A bat sleeps inside the ribcage. Locked. Rusted cage with skeleton. Small cage with skeleton. A skeleton sits inside the hanging cage. One eye socket is still filled with a glass eye. Cage with a couple of skeletons. Two skeletons sit inside one hanging cage. Maybe they were lovers.
Who knows?
Frescoes. Three frescoes depict a battle between the demon Morhem and the goddess Awena. The goddess loses. The battle.
Oh, hell,
begins.
Not again.
Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Three. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Victory!
Alright.
Nathan gets gold. 5. Nathan gains experience points. 400. Nathan increases his experience level. Press con...
So... excuse me. I'm getting better.
To the Abbot Sepulchre. To Northern Hidden Chapel. To the Nave. Frescoes.
So there's some more locations here.
To the Nave. To Northern Hidden Chapel. Even if a bit of light entered from a crack in the top of the lateral wall, the room is dark enough that it will not reveal the deteriorated frescoes decorating the rusted metal altar. A decomposed dead body hangs from the ceiling by chains. You have reached Northern Chapel.
Okay, so...
Something shiny. It's a healing potion.
Always good to know.
To the apse, dead body. He was killed by 6 spikes stuck in the body at a regular distance, the one from the other. Pile of spikes. These were used for some inhuman ritual of the Morhem monks. Frescoes on the altar. These deteriorated frescoes seem to depict a ritual, but it's too dark to see them clearly. Metal altar. This rusted altar is covered with dried blood. There are some coins on it, splattered with blood. Walls. The walls seem to tighten in this area of the abbey. The air is full of dust. To the apse, dead body. To the apse. You have reached To the Abbot Sepulchre. An empty marble sepulchre with a stone lid moved to the side, with a tall stone statue of Morhem behind it. Some gold sparkles in the darkness of the room, filled with something like the smell of incense, but disgusting. You have reached Abbot Sepulchre, Western Hidden Chapel. Clay Amphora. To the apse. Clay Amphora. An abandoned amphora. It smells of wine. Treasure. Some golden coins are scattered on the floor. Empty sepulchre. The sepulchre is open. The dead inside it now lurking in the shadows, ready to attack. Stone lid. Some marks on the stone lid show that it was opened from the inside. Statue of Morhem. The statue of Morhem depicts him standing triumphant over the corpse of the goddess Awena, who protects the island and nature. The statue of the demon holds a flame in his right hand.
That's not good.
The battle begins.
Oh, hell, not this again.
Undead abbot. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Three. Damage suffered. Attack! 4. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself!
3.
That is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. Press the right arrow to go back to the main menu. You have reached Nave. To the Eastern Hidden Chapel. Dark and wet, half-circular room with a basic stone altar. A heap of rotting corpses in a corner fill the air with the terrifying stench of death. Unknown things move on the floor. You have reached Eastern Hidden Chapel. Rotting corpse. To the nave, rotting. The horrid smell of putrefaction is very strong, but the corpse holds something in his hands. Nathan gets a healing potion.
And there's a rat that's moving around. That's creepy.
Stone altar. A stone altar erected to worship Morhem, the demon who serves death and chaos. Thing moving on the floor. It's a viper, and it bites Nathan, who loses most of his life points.
That's awful.
Stone thing. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached to the eastern, a dark and wet, half-circular room with a basic stone altar.
Can I skip?
A heap of rotting corpses in a corner fill the air with the terrifying stench of death. Unknown things move on the floor. You have reached rotting. The horrid stone altar. A stone thing moves. Something sparkling in the dark. Nathan finds a golden coin. To the nave, rotting. To the nave. You have reached nave. To the eastern hidden. To the entrance of Morhem Abbey. You have reached dead tree. To the square. Dead tree. Marbles. Dead. To the nave. The bat.
No, I don't want to fight this again.
Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack.
Oh, God.
Study enemy movements.
Really?
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Nathan is defeated.
What the hell? It was in the middle.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. Press the right arrow to go... Welcome to Blind Quest.
Blind Quest.
Okay, I'm...
Start NVDA update dialogue. Close button.
Yeah, I'll grab that later.
Audacity.
Yeah, so that's the beginning of Blind Quest. This is really annoying. This combat system is really annoying. I don't know the best way to avoid the heavy attacks. I keep thinking I do, and then I don't. And I guess you're supposed to pay attention to the combos, but there's too many of them. I need to take a break. So, you guys take care. I'll be back.